Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. We're gathered here today to say goodbye to Lorraine Rinkensmeyer, our dear sister in Christ, beloved mother and grandmother, and certainly a longtime fixture of this community here in Hoyleton. We gather today to give thanks to God for 95 years of blessings, and we gather in the certain and sure hope of the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. For the funeral service today, everything you will need for the liturgy is found in this pink bulletin that you received as you came in. You'll also need the burgundy-colored hymnal, which is in front of you in the pew. You will find the words to the hymns there. And we are going to begin our service this morning with hymn number 461, I Know That My Redeemer Lives.
Thank you.
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Lorraine was covered with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We will now join together in speaking the words of Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Lorraine and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's word. Our first reading today comes from the book of the prophet Job, chapter 19, beginning with verse 23. "Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." Our second reading today comes from the Revelation of St. John, chapter 21 and 22. Beginning with chapter 21, verse 1. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment." Then an angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see this face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the verse. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel today comes to us from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 1. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Having heard the word of God, we now join together in speaking the words of our faith, the words of the Apostles' Creed, the same creed that Lorraine shared with us. If you need the words to the creed, they are printed for you on the back flap of the hymnal. We confess together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Our next hymn is How Great Thou Art, number 801. You may be seated. To the family and friends of Lorraine Rinkensmeyer, to those who are gathered here today to celebrate her life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Susie and Sam and Becky, Lorraine's beloved children, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I know that this is going to sound like I'm exaggerating, but some of the first memories that I have of coming to Hoyleton and getting my feet wet in this ministry almost 2 years ago involve Lorraine. And the reason for that is because when I first started leading worship services here and I was getting used to the routine, that was when Lorraine was still feeling well enough to come and be here. Susie, you would bring her to church and you guys would sit there here in this overflow room. And I just remember, you know, getting used to coming down after we would consecrate the elements and we would have communion up here with the elders, coming down, and Lorraine would be one of the first people that we would deliver communion to. And I remember some of the short conversations we would have, you know, before the service would begin. But actually, unfortunately, it wasn't until her health started to decline a little bit more and she wasn't really able to come much on Sunday mornings anymore. That was actually when I really felt like I got to know her, because then that was when I got to sit down with her in her room at Centralia Manor. And we would talk about all kinds of things, whatever she wanted to talk about. And by the way, those conversations hardly ever focused on Lorraine. Okay, like, you know, sometimes I go and I visit people in the nursing home and they talk a lot about, you know, what's going on in their lives. They talk about all their medications and how they're feeling and every last detail that their doctor has told them. But with Lorraine, you know, she would just not want to focus on those things. She just didn't really want to talk about herself very much. In fact, sometimes she would say something like, "Yeah, I'm in a little bit of pain today, but we don't need to talk about that." And I was like, okay. And so we would talk about things that she wanted to talk about. She would talk about Edgar. She would talk about her marriage. She would talk about all of the pictures that she had up there on the wall and down there on her little nightstand in her room. And I just got the sense that her focus was never really on all of the earthly problems and stuff that she had going on. You know, she didn't really dwell on those things. She cared a lot more about things like faith and family. And she especially looked forward to being reunited with all of her loved ones in heaven. She knew that this life, all 95 years of it, as blessed as those 95 years were and as good as things were for her for so long, she knew that all of it was only temporary. And that our God had promised her something much, much better for her future. I want to bring your attention to some of the words that we just heard from that second reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 21 especially. The book of Revelation is filled with some amazing descriptions of heaven. You know, and we get to hear, you know, just a small glimpse, just a small picture of exactly what Lorraine is experiencing right now. And I want to point you again to these words of comfort, especially in verse 4. It says, "He, God, will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away." So essentially what it comes down to is that when we get to heaven, all the pain and sorrow and all the stuff that we are used to dealing with day in and day out, all of that is gone for good. All the emptiness that we feel when loved ones pass away, all of the weaknesses and limitations of our human bodies, all of the struggles of living in this life that is infested with sin, all of this stuff falls under the category of the former things. And like St. John tells us here, in heaven, the former things have passed away. all of the problems that Lorraine herself faced, the mourning that she did when her husband passed away about 7 years ago, and all of the pain that she had, like in her back and in her legs, or the fact that her mind wasn't nearly as sharp as it had once been. All of that stuff, too, is gone, and she knew it would be, which is exactly why she didn't want to spend all her time worrying about earthly stuff. Instead, she put her trust and her faith in the one who is not dwelling on all the past, but the God who makes all things new. And that's really how Lorraine lived her life, too. She liked to make things new in her own way. From some of the stories I've heard in the last few days and from talking to some of you who really knew her well, I got the sense that Lorraine wasn't the type of person who liked to sweat the small stuff. You know, she was a hardworking woman, and she was not known for being very emotional. And part of that was probably her German heritage, and part of that was probably living through the Depression, probably a combination of both. She lived a simple life, nothing too fancy, but at the same time, I noticed that she really liked to make things new in her own way. And so, you know, like for example, she had this knack for quilting and sewing, and she could make things new. And I heard this great story about, I guess, Sam, was it you and you were playing football? And so there were these football pants that he was going to need to wear for his first game, and she wanted to make all things new, right? So she's going to get them all fixed up, and football pants have these holes in them, pockets, where you can put the football pads, but she didn't know what those things were. So she wasn't about to let him go out there with these holes in his pants. She's going to make all things new. So she sewed those pockets up. Probably the number one thing that most people around here think of when they think of Edgar and Lorraine is the store that was there. They ran that store for 24 years on the corner. And they helped others to make all things new through the selling of groceries and other goods. Lorraine loved helping to open and close that store every day, get things ready, get things all organized. She would even get down on her hands and knees a few times a year and wax that floor. It was an honor and a privilege for them to serve the people of this community in that way and to make life just a little bit easier for all the people that live and work around here. But the time came to retire, and Lorraine and Edgar continued to make all things new. Even then, they became seasoned travelers. They would go this way and that way all over the place, mainly to travel to see family, right? Places like Virginia, Minnesota, and even Paris, France, spending falls in New England. And real highlight of their life was getting to go as delegates to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Convention in Wichita, Kansas in 1989. Big highlight. New experience after new experience. They did a lot, and they did it together. And you know, we could look at all that and we could say, man, those were the good old days. You know, all the traveling and spending time with grandkids and all of that good stuff. And then instantly, there's that twinge of sadness that you feel because today, we're staring at this casket in front of us. And there's this sense that, you know, there's finality to all of it. It's definitely done. Those days are gone. It seems like it's the end of an era or something like that. But you know what Lorraine would say to all that? You know what I'm going to say. Lorraine would say, whatever. Whatever. That was actually one of her favorite words toward the end of her life. Whatever. And she didn't say it in a way that was, you know, with a bad attitude. And she didn't say it in a way that would be dismissive of anybody's feelings or anything like that. But she knew and believed that as a baptized, forgiven child of God, as a sinner covered with the righteousness of the blood of Christ, as a Christian, she knew that her best days were ahead of her, not behind her. She knew that out of all of those new and amazing experiences that she and Edgar had in this life, She knew that none of them could ever compare to the greatest things which the two of them are now experiencing together as we speak. Some of the things that are described in that reading from Revelation. The Lamb of God sitting upon his throne. The saints covered in white robes and waving palm branches. The angels, the archangels, the whole company of heaven. The water of the river of life, the tree of life with all of its fruit. And we could go on and on and on, but the point is, in comparison to those things, even the greatest things that we experience on this earth are really just kind of whatever. Because Jesus Christ continues to make all things new. And that includes you and me. Because of Jesus, for all those who belong to him, our best days are ahead of us too. It was Jesus who said in our gospel reading today that he has gone to prepare a place for us. And the reason why he's done that is because Jesus doesn't like to just dwell on the past either. All of your sin, all of your brokenness, all of your imperfections, he has taken upon himself and he has nailed those things to the cross. He prepared a place for you by shedding his blood, by hanging upon the cross, by dying in your place. But the best part is that when Jesus rose from the dead, 3 days later, on that very first Easter Sunday, he destroyed the power of death forever. And that's what gives us hope on a day like today. And that's what gave Lorraine hope too. Death, whatever, swallowed up in victory. The former things, whatever, they've passed away. But behold, Jesus is making and has made all things new. For you, for me, for Lorraine too. Praise be to our God now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Our service now continues with our next hymn, Beautiful Savior, number 537.
Thank you.
Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Lorraine Rinkensmeyer and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence that in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Lorraine and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn is Thine the Amen, Thine the Praise. Number 680, you may be seated.